My name is Arlene Ali. Today is February 23rd, 2008. I'm about to interview Vivian Marie Poindexter Woody, and we are located at Jerusalem Baptist Church. Okay, we'll start off by my asking you, and we don't have to go to this script. Anything you want to talk about is fine. They just have some suggestions for background questions, which is when and where were you born, how you grew up, that kind of thing. So, I know that you were born in Charleston, West Virginia, on...
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
August 22nd, 1926.
Okay. How long have you lived in Roanoke?
We came to Roanoke approximately in 1947.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know that you settled in Northwest. You want to give a brief rundown of the streets and neighborhoods that you lived in prior to?
When we first came to Roanoke, we lived on 14th Street for a short time. We had one child at that time when we came to Roanoke. And then we moved to Loudoun Avenue. We stayed a short time. Another child was born. And we went back to Rocky Mount and stayed maybe 6 or 8 months. Then we came back to Roanoke, and we lived on Wells Avenue. We stayed on Wells Avenue, and then we moved to Fairfax Avenue. We had a small house. And then another house became available, and we went to Harrison Avenue. And we lived there for maybe a year or two. And then we were able to buy a home, and we moved to Roy Avenue. And that's where we raised 4 children, and we are still on Roy Avenue. The only people in our block who everyone else is gone. A lot of the neighbors have died, and we are the only ones left.
And the original people?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So when did you move on Roar?
1954.
Yes. That's a good little while.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your parents, brothers, sisters. Did you have any?
My parents, it was my mother and my father and a brother. My father died when I was about 18 or 19 years old. My mother died in 1977. She was over here with us by that time.
Mm-hmm. Is your brother still living?
No, he's not.
Okay. Do you have any extended family members living nearby? Aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews?
I have a cousin.
Mm-hmm. Here in Roanoke?
Yes.
That's great. Okay, would you describe your house that you, well, your house in Roanoke is on Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it a brick house? Do you
have a garden? No, it's a frame house.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a garden?
I used to have a flower garden, but I'm not able to keep that up anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kind of activities did you participate in?
In church.
Church.
Morning Star was a big part of my life in all through the years. The church was there when we moved up there and the minister came. He was looking for members. He invited us to the church. And I was glad to have a church that I could walk to because it was right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a lot of activities. And love participating and loved working with the children in the community. There were lots of children in the community.
How about now?
Not as many as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did your family do?
My mother was domestic. She did domestic housework and whatnot. She came over here and found work after my father died.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a presser. He worked in dry cleaning establishment.
Did he work here?
He would come over here and find work in dry cleaners over here. He would stay a while and he would come back. When work got slack in Rocky Mountain and whatnot, he did come over here at one time.
Okay.
But it was work over there to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in it. He was a good presser. And he was also a barber.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about your school life. For instance, where did you attend school? Did you walk? Were you ever allowed to stay home from school?
No. No. School was a wonderful experience, and you went to school every day, and you looked forward to going to school. And I graduated from Franklin County Training School and had the opportunity to go to West Virginia State. And
did you attend?
Uh-huh.
Great. Did you graduate?
For a while, no. Okay. No. When I found out that I had to take public speaking for the next semester, I said no. And they told me how that teacher was and whatnot. And I was a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not go back.
So how long did you stay?
That semester.
Just one semester?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I was able to find a job as a substitute teacher in the school system over in Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught school at a two-room school for 1 year. And
great.
Then I got married.
Mm-hmm. Did you work during the time you were married?
Not very much. I stayed at home until the last children. I think Andrea had finished school. Randall was getting ready to finish. And I found a job as a teacher aide over to Hurt Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, during your growing up years. So, did you grew up in Rocky Mountain? Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you describe your home life, for instance? Did you gather around the radio in the evening? Do you remember
yes.
when you got a
yes.
phone, refrigerator, that kind of thing?
I don't think we had an ice box, mm-hmm. and the man would come and bring the ice with the tongs and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we got a refrigerator until I had left home.
Wow.
But the radio, I remember listening to the prize fights, Joe Louis,
mm-hmm.
and listening to the ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always a Yankee fan. Always have been and always will be,
okay.
no matter what comes.
Okay, did you sit on the porch in the evening?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, we would have watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd put the watermelon out in the grass
mm-hmm.
on a rainy day or something, and it would cool, a cool day,
uh-huh.
you know. And in the evening, we would cut the watermelon and have watermelon.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What chores did you have to do around the house?
Washing dishes and helping to iron. My mother worked, and sometime when she would come home, she took in washings. Sometime I would have things that I could do. I would have that ironed and pressed,
mm-hmm.
and such as filling the wood box. I would go out and cut split kindling wood and whatnot and have the wood box filled so she wouldn't have to do that in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped her to wash and hang up clothes. And we had a garden and we would have to pull weeds. We would pick beans. And all things like that. It was a good life.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. And school, like you say, I love school. And
was it far from your home?
No, I was right at home, at school.
Oh, great.
Could walk up the path to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the children that came on the bus, they all liked to come home with me to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I met a boy, a young man, not too long ago over to the funeral home. And he remembered coming down to my house because we had a big pear tree.
Uh-huh.
And he said he had never tasted pears as good as those pears. And I said, I thought you were coming home. You kids was coming home with me because they liked me.
Coming to eat.
They were like.
That's cute.
But they always came home with me to lunch.
That's fantastic. Did your parents pass down any family stories? You know, about their growing up, their parent, their childhood.
My mother grew up on a farm, and I was able to go back to her home and spend the summers and on that farm and whatnot.
Is that in Franklin County also?
It's in Body Tot County.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Body Tot? Is it Fincastle, Eagle Rock?
They called it Buchanan where we were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Barnetts from Franklin, from Body Tot County.
Okay. Ed Barnett?
Ed Barnett's my granddaddy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Grandmother's name was Iantha. Ianthea.
Okay. Did your husband or sons serve in the military?
Yes, he did.
In which wars?
World War II.
World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has great stories to tell about that, because he was in the area where the Aborigines were, and he liked to talk about them.
Huh, that sounds interesting.
Their customs and whatnot. And he was telling me the other day how they fished, how they found some substance in the water, and they would get it out. I guess it was some kind of wood. And he said that they could get it out. It was soft. Mm-hmm. When they got it out, they trimmed it and shaped it and laid it out to get dry. And they could stand in the water and watch the fish and spear the fish. And that substance got just as hard as anything.
Huh. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come down with you today?
No, he's not able to come.
Would he be willing to be interviewed by someone if they came to him?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to call him and ask him.
Because
it would be great to get his stories, you know, about being in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what businesses and shops did you and your husband frequent? I'm curious, I'm going to say this briefly, with the history, the research that I've been doing, it seems as if Salem Avenue was almost like Henry Street to Northwest. There seemed to be a lot of businesses on Salem Avenue. Were they there when you came to Roanoke? Because the years that I've noticed this was back like in 1915.
Down?
No, right out in here, because Dr. Pinkard had a hotel.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know anything about that.
Okay, so that was all gone by the time you got
mm-hmm.
here. Okay. So where'd you shop? You know, grocery shop?
Where did I grocery shop? There was a, when we moved up here, there was a store. I'm thinking it was a Kroger store.
Really?
Do you know where Save and Shop is? Claude's store now.
Uh-huh.
Long years ago, that was a grocery store, and I think it was a Kroger store now. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
What's the name of that street? Patterson.
Patterson Avenue.
Okay. I have to check into there. Okay, did you go down on the market?
Some.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember where we got most of our groceries at that time.
What if you just wanted to, say, go out as a family, where would you go?
Go out as a family. I can't remember. I don't think it... I can't remember.
Okay.
Recalling it right off. I remember going to that store that I was telling you, like the grocery store, for 4th of July. And I bought some things. And he bought some things. and he had bought practically the same thing that I bought.
Did you ever go to Henry Street for anything?
The most thing that, now we were talking about that a couple of days ago, and I saw the little article about the Brooks in the Tribune.
Mm-hmm. Albert Brooks.
Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, maybe that was Dr. Brooks's people. It wasn't?
No, he came out of Wirtz in Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Brooks did. I said I was going to do their genealogy to see if there's any connection at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he was John M. Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
That old Brooks Pharmacy, mm-hmm. That was what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. We used to go over there sometime and get a sandwich, and I told him, make good liver cheese sandwiches.
Really?
And it was a nice place to go in,
mm-hmm.
Quiet. And that's the only place that I really remember going on Henry Street.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't remember anything else. And he told me that there was a club up over that 308 Club or something like that, over the drugstore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know when it started, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. That I know it was there when we moved back to Virginia,
mm-hmm.
in 1962.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And went to the Virginia Theater. And otherwise, it wasn't a whole lot of going out for me. Now, he may have known places to go and whatnot, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your fondest childhood memory? For example, was it a holiday event or a family vacation or a gift that you received, or just a memory that brings you pleasure, like you talked about the kids coming home with you for lunch,
mm-hmm.
from school. Anything that sticks out in your mind about your childhood?
I don't remember anything. Christmas was always a nice memories, and getting a box from my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
at Christmas time. We look forward to that.
Okay, do you use the public library?
Yes, I talked about the library on my way down here.
Really?
I missed the library when I moved to Southwest,
mm-hmm.
because I used to walk to the library on from Harrison Avenue,
mm-hmm, down to Gainsborough,
to get books,
uh-huh.
And I miss the library.
So you didn't go to any of the dances and?
No.
Okay. Who were some of the strong community leaders during that time? Did you have any role models?
I remember Miss Lee being a figure. Virginia Lee.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else come to mind?
I remember some ladies that used to go up to the VA and entertain the patients. Miss Mary Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
I met her when I came to Roanoke and lived on Fairfax. She and her daughter Mary Clayton they kind of took us as their children, she and Mr. Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my children, the two older children, to First Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nice people,
right,
to know and whatnot when you're young and living, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated them. They were like family to us.
Mm-hmm. How has Roanoke changed over the years?
How has Roanoke changed over the years?
Do you remember the closing of the silk mills? Did it have any effect on you, your family?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Okay.
Because I never worked at that. My husband never worked at that. He went to the VA. Well, he worked for Kroger, and he went to the VA, and he worked for Rainbow Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Kroger Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he went to the VA. And
okay. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you'd like to share with us?
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for coming down this morning and sharing your story with us. And I will make sure that someone gets in touch with you about the pictures that you had you wanted to see. And about seeing we can get someone to interview your husband if he'd like to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I thank you.
What kind of pictures would you be interested in? When I think about the neighborhood and whatnot, I think about the children.
Mm-hmm. That would be
that
great.
Have grown up
in that neighborhood, yeah. And perhaps even if you have, say, pictures of just your general surroundings, the house, what the neighborhood looked like,
mm-hmm.
you know, before, now, today.
Mm-hmm.
There's any kind of visible change that can be discerned, you know, through the photographs.
Oh, I was talking to a child that came to see me. She used to live on Roa, and I was showing her some pictures, and her husband was with her, and he was talking about the trees and whatnot, and he wanted to know if those trees were there. I said, yes, it was a tree-lined street when mm-hmm. we moved up there, but they kept trimming the trees off of the line and whatnot, and finally the trees, you know, just got old and disappeared and whatnot.
Hmm.
But it was a beautiful tree-lined street.
Both sides?
Roa was.
On both sides or one side?
Both sides.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Times have truly changed.
Mm-hmm.
Truly changed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I thank you
but
for your
time.
But
it was a good neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling somebody the kids used to play football in the street because there were so many kids and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they would see the police coming. And everybody's scattered.
Everybody's running in.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's great. Okay, stop.